And we're back with Bruiser Reviews. I got a call here. Joel. Oh, Joel's dead. Okay.
He's not dead.
Well, I hope not.
Am I?
I'm going to be on the number one suspect list if he is. And we got Jake. And here we are talking about, you know what? Far From Home was a great movie. But No Way Home is coming out here in December. So we want to do a Spider-Man month.
Cole is
so excited about it.
I'm so excited. I love Spider-Man.
Yeah, man. It's his favorite. That's why he only has Batman stuff.
Yes.
Just to piss off Spider-Man.
Make him jealous.
But we want to talk about all the movies, like all the Spider-Man live-action movies, and we're going to talk about the first one, 2002's Spider-Man, directed by Sam Raimi. And to be honest, this is what got me into the character. I was 12 years old. My older brother took me into the film in Fargo and fell in love with Mealy, started watching the animated series and everything else, and got super into Spider-Man. This Tobey Maguire Spider-Man is what got me into Spider-Man. And then I became him.
Yeah. You have no idea if you don't know Jake and you're listening to this podcast. Jake, literally, when he gets drunk, thinks he is Spider-Man.
Thank God I'm not drunk. I just know.
He will try to climb up the walls.
Hold on. Give me a second.
I don't think I saw it right when it came out. Okay. Your cat just attacked my foot again.
Say Megatron, fuck off. Why do you think I have cuts
on my nose? Jake has a vicious little kitty that keeps attacking my feet. Sorry.
Because you were talking shit about Spider-Man.
But, I remember watching this like, wow, like, this is fun. Like, this is a nice superhero movie.
So going back to when I was 12 years old, when this movie came out, my brother, I was visiting him in Fargo. He's like, hey, do you want to see the Spider-Man film? Now, if you know Sam Raimi at all, you know that the Evil Dead series directed by him. I have never seen those, but Aaron was a big fan. So Aaron's like, hey, I'm gonna take you to a movie. And I'm a 12-year-old, and he's like 19 years old. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's really exciting. And I watched this movie, and I just absolutely fell in love with it. So much to the point that we went to Toys R Us. Yeah, I mean, a little retro now. But went to Toys R Us, and I got Spider-Man gloves. And I was like, oh, my God, Spider-Man is the coolest superhero of all time. And this movie, I saw it again recently, 3 years ago, and it still holds up.
So why did you see it 3 years ago and not yesterday?
Well, I usually watch it every 3 years.
Gotcha.
Usually the first three Spider-Man.
Now, what holds up in this movie, in my mind, because I don't have the same nostalgia as you do for Spider-Man. He was never my favorite. This was very... very good when it came out. Like I really enjoyed this movie. But what holds up for me, actually...
When did you see it? Can you bring us back to 2002?
Let me think here. I probably didn't see it in 2002. I probably saw it a couple years later, though.
So you saw it on video?
Yep.
That's why you hate it so much.
Yeah, I'm sure. But I think the Green Goblin... was one of my...
William Dafoe with Norman Osborn.
He's probably my favorite villain of the entire original trilogy.
Oh, calm down, though.
Yeah. Okay. I'm serious.
We'll talk about... we'll continue this later. But what about J.K. Simmons?
Yeah.
As J. Jones? Like, could you had a... like, everyone has said it, but, like, dude, him as J. Jonah Jameson
is maybe
the greatest thing of all time.
Well, that's why they brought it back in...
well, they had to. Who else are you going to cast? Not me. Not you.
Yeah.
No, not any of you listeners.
he nailed it. But, no, the Green Goblin...
well, people talk about the Green Goblin... can we talk about the Green Goblin suit?
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of people hate on it. I have no idea why. Like, oh, it doesn't look... it's not comic accurate. I'm like, okay, well.
Yeah, I don't... like, I really don't get into people that get upset when stuff doesn't follow the comics. Because it's like when you base a movie off a book, you gotta change stuff. And you gotta fit stuff to fit how you're telling the story.
Especially in live action, especially early in 2000s.
So if you're talking... and again, how... I'm sure the comic book people would know. But there's probably been like...
Yeah, by the way, we're not comic book people.
I'm not.
None of us are.
Way too many different like Green Goblin costumes. I'm sure there's a bunch of different options that you would have if you made your own. Like, oh no, you didn't follow the... It's like, okay, just give it
Can
up.
Can you imagine how good he'd play on St. Paddy's Day, though?
Yes.
You get free shots all around.
No, but like, to me, he was one of the villains that I liked because he actually seemed dark. Like, a villain that was a villain. And again, we've been back and forth a bunch on this. Like, the general idea of Spider-Man's villains are they're basically just like Spider-Man, only they go bad. So they're the super nice,
well, it's the same
nice
thing with
nerdy
the
guy. Too, yeah, they're the super nice nerdy guy that they fall in a vat or something happens to him and now they become a villain. And I just never really identify with that. It's like if you weren't at all
you're super
bad before, cool like falling in a vat, how does that make you so evil? Or different things like that where I'm like, this guy seemed like he was... You know, not a bad guy to start with, but definitely capable of being a bad guy, where I felt like he actually gave me that villain sense. Like, this is a bad guy.
Also, this is one of the first movies I remember that gave me a jump scare. I don't know if you remember it.
Is that, like, at the parade?
No, like, when he gets woken up, so, like, Norman Osborn just killed his partner, and he gets woken up by Harry. He's like, what's going on, Dad? And look, this guy just had a big bender. But he's like, what were you doing last night? He looks and it goes back to Norman Osborn, like, shaking. And, like, I jumped square out of my seat. And I did it again as an adult. I'm like, holy shit. Like, no one saw that coming.
Yeah. No, and I think James Franco was
perfect in this cast.
Actually,
I think everyone was casted perfectly.
The Green Goblin was great.
William Dafoe. You say his name. William Dafoe as Norman Osborn is fantastic. And it still holds up. When he starts talking to himself in the mirror, that scene is amazing where he's like, what you gonna do? Oh, they like, when he does that, I'm like, holy crap. Like, he did that with himself.
Yeah, it was like his best Smeagol impersonation.
That Smeagol hadn't came out yet.
Yeah, well...
But, yeah.
There was books that came out before the movie.
Yeah, take that. How about that? Norman... William Dafoe was doing Smeagol before Smeagol became Smeagol.
We don't know that.
Well, I mean, there's dates to prove it, but whatever.
Yeah, no, the...
Oh, shit, wait. Did Fellowship of the Ring come out in 2001?
It might have.
Crap. I might be wrong. Please comment below. Who's right?
Better if we don't know. But yeah, it was well casted. I mean, actually, the one person that I never really cared for that much, which I'm sure you do, is Kirsten Dunst.
Oh,
never really care for her as Mary Jane. Like,
she got better in the second one, though.
Yeah.
Like, she actually put some emotion. So it's tricky with the first one, right? Because this is kind of like a new thing, and we didn't, like, if you haven't watched the animated series or you haven't read the comic books, like, you don't know what Mary Jane's supposed to be. So this was my first interpretation of Mary Jane. And I was like, oh, yeah. She's hot, kind of. And that was basically, like... But she was spunky a little bit. I think they may have miscasted her. Maybe.
I think they did. As far as... Well, and I mean, that gets into the other movies as well, but... That was the one thing I will say that I never really related to really well was the Tobey Maguire and Kirsten Dunst dynamic. Tobey Maguire was a good nerdy Spider-Man.
He was the perfect Spider-Man for a time.
He was a good nerdy Spider-Man.
You weren't Andrew Garfield, like, I spiked my hair perfectly. And, like, literally, actually, we'll get into that later.
So. Yeah, we'll get into that later. I'm saying that was the one thing that I felt like could have been casted better. And actually, again, when I go back, I remember watching these Spider-Man movies with my little brother when he got old enough that my parents let him watch them. And, like, they didn't really capture me the same way. And I was like, oh, man, this isn't as good as I remember. But then when you look back at it overall and you're like, wow, you know, actually, you know, 2002, You had, nailed it. You had a great cast. You were, like, kind of ahead of your time for superhero movies. Like, okay, yeah, like, this movie was actually pretty good.
And it set itself up for the greatest superhero movie of all time.
Spider-Man 2.
I mean, I'm just saying, man, you can't beat Spider-Man 2. I mean, that movie is literally, like, comic book come to life. And I never even read comic books, but I know it's like, we'll save that for another day. But how would you rate the first Spider-Man? If you give it less than a 6, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Oh, no, I won't give it less than a 6. No, and it's hard because, again, like, time does change things a little bit for me. Not as much for you with this. But I feel like when I watched it the first time, I gave it right around like a 7.5, 8, somewhere in between there. And I think it has lost a little bit of that rewatchability for me, so I'd probably say 7, 7.5, right in there as far as...
That's completely acceptable.
As far as it's still, like, especially if you're, like, getting introduced to superhero movies.
So one of the
fun This is a great place to start. If you're that 12-year-old...
100%.
Like, you don't start with The Dark Knight.
You or start, Avengers Endgame. Like, yeah. You're not starting there.
You start with Spider-Man.
Yes. Like, start with Spider-Man. And one of the things I think that actually worked against this movie's benefit was the fact that, like, Spider-Man was not shot in the dark. Like, the CGI is way more apparent because they do most of it in daylight. And I think that down the road, that here at 2021... It's like, oh, yeah, that kind of looks fake. I'm like, ah. But at least they didn't want to be like, oh, he's got to darken the lights like they did, and we'll talk about Amazing Spider-Man. We're like, oh, and then they can't see the CGI. Like, they had a lot of, like, awesome ideas. They put it to film. And, like, again, Norman Osborn, a great villain. Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man, I think he's literally perfect. Like, he's a nerdy guy. Like, you never think if you take off the Spider-Man mask, you'd be like, oh, it's that guy from high school? Screw that guy. But also, one of the scenes I do have to bring up before I rate it is when Flash Thompson fights him. That scene is awesome, man. I don't care what he say. When he's like, he's dodging, like, oh, huh. I love it. I could watch it over and over and over and over again.
Okay, before you rate this movie, rank all Spider-Man movies.
Come on. We're going to talk about each one, though.
Yep. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Rank top 3 villains, Spider-Man villains.
Doc Ock.
Okay, that would be one.
He's my favorite one in the animated series, my favorite one in the movies, and guess what? He's coming back. Number 2 would be Green Goblin.
Well, who would be number 3? Of all the movies, not just...
So, I can't go to comic books. You're talking about just...
Just the movies that have been made. Amazing Spider-Man, Far series, Home series, Far From Home, Homecoming.
Can I use the animated film?
No.
Damn, I was going to use Kingpin. I got to do Sandman, then.
Sandman? Really?
Yeah, because Venom was not... Here's the biggest problem with Spider-Man 3, and we'll talk about this.
But
it should have been a 2-parter. Like, this is one of the few films I'm like, if you can do the black suit Spider-Man, that's the biggest flaw of that entire movie. Like, as soon as Eddie Brock got the suit, should have been like when he screamed at the screen, should have gone to credits. Give me another film.
I haven't really thought about making Spider-Man 3 into 2 Spider-Man 3s, but maybe.
Well, it would have been Spider-Man 3 and 4, but.
See, I differ for you on the villains. I know you have a soft place in your heart for Doc Ock.
Do you use the Alfred Molina?
I'll probably go... It's a close one for me. Either Vulture or Green Goblin. So probably...
Oh, you're talking... Oh,
I said include them all. Vulture or Green Goblin.
I still rank the... I would not give Sandman then. I would give Doc Ock, Green Goblin, and then I'd give Vulture.
Okay. So, like, if you say the...
No, Vulture.
Freaking lizard dude from...
No. that was a wasted opportunity. We'll talk about that. It's Spider-Man month, motherfucker. It's Spidey-cember.
But...
Well, I haven't ranked it yet.
Yeah. So you can rate it as you.
What do you think? What do you think I'm gonna rank it?
8 and a half.
No, 9.
9. Okay, I was close.
By the way, spoiler alert: Spider-Man 2 is the only film that's gonna get a 10 in my rating.
Spoiler alert: It's not gonna get a 10 in my rating.
If you rate it lower than the first one, I swear to God, I will slap you in the face. Live action.
Honestly, they're pretty close for me. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, the first one was great. The second one is literally the perfect comic. See, like, if you want comics to come to film.
But this is where we differ on so many, trilogies. Talk about so many trilogies. Hey, it's the fact that I love setup. I love origin movies.
This first one. We got to talk about Spider-Man 2. Let's just pause. You'll see this in the Spider-Man 2 review.
Wait, demo. No, I'm just saying the fact that you set things up so well, like you establish those characters that you can build the second one off of, that's what makes the first one so good to me, is the fact that you can
set up the world. Okay, we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about this right now. Bruising Reviews signing out.